Okay, so say your name, your specialty, your rank, and where you're from.
My name is Noah Smith. I'm a corporal and I'm a medic from Canada.
Okay, great. So what brought you to Fort McCoy this year?
I'm here for the Global Medic Exercise. I've arrived on the 3rd. I've been here since. I've enjoyed my time here, yeah.
Okay, great. So so what made you want to come out to the commemorative area?
To the commemorative area? Well, I've always really enjoyed military history. And for me, it was like driving by, seeing all the vehicles. Immediately, I knew that's probably some kind of a museum. So I wanted to stop in and check it out. And we've had a couple of free days since getting off of the actual like field exercise. So we definitely made a point to come out and see it.
Okay, great. And after touring the History Center and all the buildings and the equipment park, what do you kind of think of the place?
It's the first military museum I've been to where you actually have the original buildings intact and spread out. It's like you can kind of mimic the small base feel of it rather than just having like one. Like I've been to the National Military Museum in Ottawa for like all of Canada, and it's pretty impressive, but they don't have the original buildings, which I think it adds to the charm of the Wisconsin commemorative area.
Okay, great. No, was this your first time coming to Wisconsin?
It was, yeah. It's only my second time working in the States with the U.S. military, and I've had a great time.
Okay, so what benefit do you see of whenever you get a chance to come and work with one of your allies, like the U.S.?
Well, it gives us the opportunity to engage with our allies to kind of compare and contrast our like trainings, because we always hear like all the NATO members are supposed to be under a kind of like NATO standard when it comes to certain things, especially like emergency medical practices that we do. And so it's cool to come and compare and contrast and see like the nuances of how they do it compared to we do it. Like we have the same acronyms, but they might the steps within those might be rearranged, or they might use different equipment to complete those tasks.
Okay. Last one. What would you say to anyone who's also from Canada or something like that, who's visiting Fort McCoy, who's kind of on the fence about coming out to the museum?
If you have the time, absolutely cut some time out of your schedule and come down. They've got some really, really cool vehicles. The buildings are awesome. You can tell that a lot of work went into it, and it's definitely something to be appreciated about the base.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.